Anyone who has tried to start flossing every day can tell you that forming new habits is always a challenge. I'll be straight with you. I know that a habit of daily practice isn't really like the most fun you can have on a Saturday night, right? But I love the effects of practice. But practice itself is hard work. It takes a lot of concentration, it takes a lot of energy, and that's why mastery of any creative art is so rare. Because it takes so much willpower and dedication. And that's why we respect people who've mastered a creative art, right? Now, many people dig into the craft with great excitement, but soon they realize how much work is involved in getting good at writing songs, and their enthusiasm kind of fades a bit. Others of us, though, understand the amount of work involved, and we want to do at least some of that work, but have a hard time getting started. Or have a hard time getting started again after falling off the wagon. So, with all that in mind, this session is going to present a few ideas for breaking up your practice routine, preventing it from becoming too terribly dull, and making it feel just a little more fun and manageable. The first tip that I have, and this is a big one, this is one I use constantly, is to bribe yourself. Give yourself a reward at the end of each practice session. End each session with something fun or exciting or otherwise cheerful. It can be directly related to the music. It could be like a song that you love to play or something like that. Or it can be some kind of bribe, like a few squares of dark chocolate or some time spent pleasure reading afterward. Another good habit is to write in your practice journal afterward about what you've accomplished today. And beyond the work itself, give yourself a pat on the back for just showing up and doing some work. Celebrate those small victories, because I'll tell you, I'm not above bribing myself and using any psychological trick I can to get myself to form positive associations with practice time. I've bribed myself with manzanita olives, with books, with beach days. I think you'll find these kinds of bribes are really invaluable for bargaining with yourself on those days when you just don't feel like doing the work. So, you know, okay, if I practice scales for 20 minutes, I can have one cookie, things like that. And I do this often. Believe me, it works. Another tip is to ask the question that so many toddlers are fond of asking constantly, and that is, why? It's only natural that you're not going to feel motivated to practice something unless you understand why you are studying what you're studying. If a music theory book just gives you the harmonic minor scale and says, okay, memorize this scale in all 12 keys, it's really asking a lot of you. It's asking you to do a lot of work, and it's not making clear why you should do that work. It's not making clear how you would ever actually use that knowledge to your advantage. Now, unfortunately, many theory books do fail to let you know why and when each concept is going to be useful to you. And I think authors do you a bit of a disservice when they approach things that way, because nobody on this planet wants to spend her limited time and energy on what feels like it could be dry, busy work, right? So as we discussed in an earlier lesson, goals can be very, very inspiring. Connecting dry work to exciting goals is what helps get us through it. So a totally appropriate question to ask at any time is, what's in this for me? Or why should I care about this? And any good teacher should be able to answer that question for you and give you some idea of what you'll be able to use the knowledge to do once you've learned it. The third tip for stickier practice sessions is to keep your sessions reasonable in length. The goal of practice is not to spend as much butt-in-chair time as possible. The goal is to maintain focus on whatever you're practicing. And if you can only maintain intense focus for, say, 10, 15, or 20 minutes at first, that's how long your practice sessions should be. Once you start feeling restless and mentally tired, go take a break. Do something else and then come back to it. Eventually, your windows of focus will be able to lengthen as your mind and your life kind of stretch to accommodate them. But in the meantime, long and restless and half-distracted sessions won't do you any good. Go for short, but intense, bursts of focus. You can use a timer to make these sessions feel a lot more manageable, and this is a really vital approach that works very, very well. Having a timer counting down in the background really helps you relax into the work. It's very reassuring to know that no matter how tough the practice session is, you'll get relief after, say, X minutes and Y seconds have passed. You know exactly how long you're going to be there. It doesn't seem like an endless chore when you've got a timer counting down. Another funny thing is that time gets very elastic while you're practicing. Just repeating something that's very difficult, even like 10 times, it may only take about 3 minutes to do 10 repetitions or something like that, but those 3 minutes can feel like forever if you're taking on difficult material. So having a timer counting down kind of gives you that feedback. You go, oh, well, I've only been at this for so many minutes. Surely I can go a bit longer. So timers, really, they're powerful little tools. I do recommend using one. The final tip for a practice session that becomes stickier and becomes a daily habit is to leave yourself an easy bookmark for next time. Before you end each practice session, I recommend jotting just a few quick notes in your practice journal, just for 1 or 2 minutes, about how things went today. Finally, end the session by leaving yourself a reminder about exactly what you're going to begin working on as you sit down for your next session, so you leave yourself a little hook for next time. Leaving yourself an exact reminder of where to begin the next session is one of those seemingly small tricks that makes sitting down to practice actually much easier and much more approachable. That way you can get right down to the work without having to puzzle out where you left off last time. And finally, if you miss sessions, or if sessions are exceedingly difficult, don't beat yourself up. I'd like to offer a word of encouragement here. To skip practice is only human, and to find yourself resisting or dreading or procrastinating the work is also human. So if you miss a session, or even if you miss a week or more of sessions, it's important that you don't beat yourself up too hard about it. By all means, you know, feel just bad enough that it motivates you to get started again. Some people tend to be a bit self-punishing when they skip a session or something like that, and they'll say something like, well, okay, well, now I have to do twice the length of the practice session. I skipped 20 minutes today, so that means I have to do 40 minutes or 60 minutes tomorrow. And I can tell you, in my experience, that kind of self-punishment actually can make practice seem like a very negative thing over time, and it can cause you to kind of burn out. So if you skip sessions, even if you missed like a week or something, it's not good, but it happens. When you realize you've missed a lot of sessions, just resume business as usual the next day. Just show up for 20 minutes today. You know, the normal length of practice. Don't try to double them to catch up or anything like that. You can safely expect that you're going to slip up at some point. Distractions happen. Low energy days happen. Life circumstances, travel, and things like that can disrupt you. But damning yourself for those lapses isn't productive. It's not going to help you perform any better. So, you know, quit hitting yourself. Instead, just notice when you've strayed. See if you can figure out what went wrong. If you tempt yourself with a nice bribe, if you understand why you need to learn the material, if you keep your practice sessions consistent and reasonable and sustainable, and if you leave yourself a bookmark that makes sitting down next time hassle-free, you're giving yourself a much better fighting chance of creating a practice habit that you fulfill every day. Please feel free to revert back to this lesson anytime for ideas on how to renew your commitment and help you make practice a daily habit again. Be sure to look over the worksheet for this lesson, and thanks very much for listening.